But now the Chilean miners, good news for them, 33 of them who've been trapped underground for 66 days. That's the longest time anyone's ever been trapped underground. A dramatic breakthrough. Their rescue's been made and it looks like they're going to be freed by Wednesday if all goes according to plan. Around 1,000 people are at the site of the mine holding regular vigils for the safe recovery of their friends and loved ones. For comparison's sake, the Beaconsfield miners, Brant Webb and Todd Russell, were actually only underground for 5 days, and our whole country, if you remember, rallied around them and pushed them to national hero status. Senior lecturer at University of Western Sydney School of Psychology, David Mutton, is an expert in post-traumatic stress disorder after serving as the chief psychologist of the New South Wales Police between 1990 and 2001. He's with me now to discuss the effects of what it means to be trapped underground for so long. Thanks for joining me, David.
Good afternoon, Gina.
Now, these guys have been underground now for 2 months. What would we expect their general health to be like after that amount of time?
I understand their general health is really being looked after very well. They've been given a lot of advice and being monitored by health specialists on the surface. They've been asked to maintain some fairly strict routines in terms of waking and working and exercise and eating. So the reports are apparently their health is probably almost as good as when they went down originally. Now, that's not to say that there won't be some impacts of their ordeal. I think one of the major ones could be the fact that they're not getting the normal feedback that we get with the normal day-night rhythms of our lives, what we call the circadian rhythms, because they're in a very artificial situation. And sometimes that can affect people's functioning. It's like being jet-lagged, you know, sleeping at the wrong time, waking at the wrong time. Mm. But I understand that the experts are making sure that they are maintaining as good a routine as they possibly can. But that could be one possible confusion in their circadian rhythm.
So there are reports that they've divided into three distinct groups down there as disagreements evolve about who's going to have the honour of being the last one to be freed and so on. So obviously things are going on in the group dynamics. What would you imagine would be happening in that regard down there at the moment after 66 days?
There's two forces that are happening, I would imagine. As team players, as they normally would be as miners, they're very used to working together and pulling together and depending on each other. And so there's a huge esprit de corps and camaraderie that would be naturally part of their work. But I think also when people are thrown together in pretty artificial situations for a long, long, long time, any of the differences can become quite exaggerated as well. So the tensions that we normally feel with people, we can normally escape from, you know, we go home. But in these cases, any of the tensions and disagreements, they can't escape from. So they might end up becoming somewhat exaggerated. I'm not suggesting, therefore, that they're going to beat each other's throats, wanting to kill each other.
Well, they might be. I'm just imagining being stuck with your workmates for 66 days without an overnight break from them. That's pretty bad.
Yes. So, yes, we can all imagine that. But I think because they've got some really major thing to work towards, that then pulls them together. So you've got these two forces, I think, that tension pulling them apart and the working towards a goal with a great team spirit pulling them together. So, yeah, I think it'd be just interesting to see what happens when they emerge.